Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The little town of Tekoa, just 5 miles southeast of Bethlehem, sits at the base of a mountaintop fortress called the Herodian. The town was fortified in the days of Rehoboam, thus the meaning of its name, Stockade. It's renowned for two of its inhabitants, the wise woman used by Joab to get Absalom back into the palace, 2 Samuel 14:1-19, and the prophet, quote, Amos, who was among the sheep breeders of Tekoa, Amos 1:1. But in Nehemiah 3, the men of Tekoa are the only ones mentioned twice. First we read, quote, "Next to them the Tekoites made repairs, but their nobles did not put their shoulders to the work of their Lord," verse 5. "Those who should have been out in front thought manual labor beneath them." Nothing worse than lazy leaders. Noblesse oblige is a French expression meaning that true nobility should feel a societal responsibility to help those beneath them in the social order. Not these fellows. They were ignoble nobles. So what do you do when your leaders, whether government officials, civic representatives, church elders, husbands, or parents, won't do their part? To complain is to drain your energies even further. So what did the Tekoites do? It seems they responded, "If our nobles won't help us in this onerous task of wall building, then don't expect us to do a whole section. I think instead that we should do 2 sections. Thus we read, quote, "After them the Tekoites repaired another section, next to the great projecting tower and as far as the wall of Ophel," verse 27. 3 cheers for every modern Tekoite who responds like this. As Edgar A. Guest wrote, "Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many failures turn about when we might have won had we stuck it out."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.